take a recess from this meeting and move to our MBA meeting, our Municipal Building Authority special meeting. It is 5:37. The first order of business is approval of minutes for the May 19th, 2020 meeting. Do I have a motion? Evan?
Yes, so moved.
So moved. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion by Evan, seconded by Greg. All in favor, say aye or raise your hand. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We don't have any presentations or discussion items. We are adopting an action item of adopting resolution approving the EMS sublease agreement for use of the Grand County property known as parcel number 01000600035 under lease to the MBA. Chris Baird.
Thank you, Mary. So this is the sublease. If you recall, prior Grand County approved a form for a ground lease for the EMS Special Service District Facilities Project. And this project is being run through our Municipal Building Authority. There is a loan and a grant component to this, adds up to around $4.8 million. Andy Smith is with us, as well as Christina Sloan, and her deputy Kima actually drafted this, and they did a great job. So this resolution would be approving the sublease with the Municipal Building Authority and EMS Special Services District. The main element is that they are agreeing to pay us the same amount as the debt schedule on the CIB loan. And in return, they will have use of the facilities for their purposes. And so I think if there's any technical questions, Christina is here. I don't know if Kima is, but and Andy's also here with us. So that's the gist of it. Does anybody have any questions or comments?
Questions?
I think only one thing to add also is it is conditional on the closing. So if closing doesn't happen for whatever reason, the sublease is void at that point.
Thank you. Any other?
One other thing is that there was some typo corrections that were sent. And so there's a revised resolution that came into your email. So that resolution that we sent out today has some corrections on it, and that's the one that we should be sure to approve.
So in the motion, it would be best to say the amended?
The amended resolution.
Okay. So whoever makes the motion, make sure you add that. Okay, are there any questions? Okay, could I have a motion?
Andy, did you say you were here?
Did you have questions?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, I was just gonna, I was looking for my notes on the motion and trying to add the amendment in there, but I thought that while you had the commission's undivided attention that maybe like a super uber brief timeline update might be interesting.
Yeah.
I said, oh, Andy will tell you later.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is one of the last components to get the loan closed. So once this is completed, we have a deed issue that we're working on right now. Christine has been extremely helpful with that, as has Chris, in working through the Legend and dealing with the deed restriction and things that are going on there. But that looks like it'll come to a good resolution, and the CIB loan should be closed once we can figure that out. There is a timeline, of course, on that. but this is kind of the last thing to get the loan closed. This and the construction contract, which I think the updated one, if I haven't sent it over, I will send it over to both Chris and Christina, but it had some language adjustments that Christina would like to see on there, just for the payment, just understanding that it's a CIB project. So there might be some delay to the payment to the contractor while we wait for reimbursement from CIB. So that was added last. That's been a little while, but we'll get that over. And hopefully this loan can get closed here the next little while, and we'll get that project underway. We've all vacated the location, so all of the EMS, Trails and Transportation, and Sand Flats have all vacated the location, and is all utilities have been removed to the building and is ready to be demolished as soon as we get everything in order.
And then if it all goes well, groundbreaking on?
Probably like actual like groundbreaking for the new building would be either the end of October or 1st of November. They have 2 weeks scheduled for demo, so it really depends on how quick CIB is willing to close the loan.
Great. Sweet. Thanks for that. Chris, can I get a quick recap of the amendment or addition to the motion?
And yeah, so, say as amended?
Yeah, I mean, the changes from maybe what's in the packet is that the in the therefore section, the parties were reversed, and so I corrected that. And then I just changed it originally indicated chair, but this is a nonprofit corporation, the MBA is, and so I just changed it to president.
Right.
So two just very minor changes, and they were just more kind of typo-esque type things, but important, obviously, that we get the parties straight, and Christina reviewed that and approved it, so.
So, Madam President, I would move to approve the proposed resolution with the edits and amendments mentioned, authorizing and approving the sublease agreement with the Grand County Emergency Medical Services Special Service District for use of real property known as parcel number 01-0006-0035 in the form of the attached in the packet with the edits discussed.
Thank you, Evan, seconded by Greg. Discussion? Seeing none. Does this have to be a roll call, Chris, since it's money?
No. I mean, Quinn will record if there are any opposition.
Okay. All in favor, say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
Both.
Aye.
Okay. Passes unanimously. Thank you. This... Let me get back to the agenda. We don't have any public hearing, future consideration, or closed session, so this meeting is adjourned. And we return at the time is 5:45.